The following email was sent by Matt Straub 2 years ago this month. Downgrading myself to out for tomorrow. Broke/dislocated my finger in a bike accident. It's healing pretty fast, but don't think I can quite shoot or catch a pass yet. Hoping to be back in the next week or two. Go get this W. What does that mean? What's a W? Is that a win?
It's a win, yeah.
Okay, why don't you just write out win?
It just, you know, it's a lot cooler to say, go get the W. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I didn't read it like it was cool. Go get this W.
Go get this W, guys. Let's do this.
Yeah, that does sound cool.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
So that, do you want to know about my hand injury?
I really do.
I was riding my bike on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Okay.
Horrible idea. Don't ever do that, by the way, because it's very crowded. I was almost off of it. Can you picture the Brooklyn Bridge, how many tourists are on it and everything, and how crazy it is?
This is the second time this week I've had this conversation with someone.
The bike lane is right next to the walking lane, and there's no divider, and it's all very close.
Right.
Someone turned with their backpack, hit my handlebars, and I went flipping off the front. And I was fine, though. I was fine. I was really mad.
Were you wearing a helmet?
Yeah. I was fine. I landed on my hands. I kind of berated the person for not paying attention, but, like, it was all right. I moved on. The chain was off my bike. So I was like, dang, I got to deal with this chain. Start to ride off or drift off. And then I looked down at my hand and the top part of my pinky was bent the wrong way.
No.
And I hadn't noticed yet.
No.
And that was upsetting.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I had to get that one fixed.
Where'd you go?
There's an emergency room nearby. This is New York City, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, they popped it right back in.
I think that's a very responsible thing to do. I would have gone to an improv class and asked 16 people what they thought I should do. And then I would have gotten it taken care of.
All right. The following email was sent by Nicole Dressbell 4 years ago today. Super active room tonight. I loved it.
Oh, right. I didn't remember what email I sent you.
Yeah,
okay.
What is the meaning of this?
Yeah. So the email is not interesting, but here's what's interesting. For a period of time, how long ago was it today?
4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yes.
For a very brief period of time, I was paid to take part in a second screen app. And a second screen app is basically Twitter, but just about television shows. So an attempt for this, I don't even remember the name of the app, but it was like trying to take off, and people would get paid to like go and watch the X Factor and hang out in the room for the X Factor and like try to get people engaged and excited about tweet chatting about X Factor.
So that was to the person who was running the thing?
Yes.
Okay. That invaluable feedback to them, by the way.
Also, I want to point out,
I'm glad they paid you.
That super active room tonight could not have meant more than six people. No way it meant more than six people.
The person was pumped. They're like, yes, this is taken off.
I totally forgot that I did that. And it's so funny to me that I watched an entire season of The X Factor because this app that I'm sure doesn't exist anymore paid me to.
Yeah. Well, they got a lot out of it, clearly.
Is this bragging? I thought it was just like, what a funny, quirky thing, but
it sounds
I'm bragging.
Kinda, yeah,
is
you're
it,
like,
am I bragging?
Oh, I got paid. No big deal.
Yeah, wow.
A little bit. Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell. And we're here with our guest this week, comedian, actor, writer for The Opposition with Jordan Klepper, Keisha Zoller.
Hello.
Keisha, thanks so much. Matt, I noticed you made a slight change to the cold open.
I made a little edit there.
You did.
What did I do?
You said we mine their personal lives for comedy gold.
I like to get in the personal there. Yeah.
That's good to know.
That's just a little edit for me.
It's all personal lives are more fun than professional lives.
Yeah.
Let's head to something to put terror deep in all of us. Email roulette.
Oh, email roulette. Okay.
Yes.
Email roulette.
So the way that this works is, Keisha, is there a person you would prefer not to be writing an email to this evening?
Sure.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's a friend who I've had for a very long time, and she's a lot. She's wonderful, but she's a lot. The first year we hung out, like, she was the friend that, like, we got drunk all the time together. We got in a lot of like crazy antics, and I lived alone and she had a bunch of roommates. And so when we first started hanging out, it would be like, oh, you can crash with me. And she'd be like, great. I can sleep on the sofa. And then it was like, great. Do you mind if I sleep in the bed? And I was like, no, that's not weird. I have a big queen bed. And then she's like, great.
Queen.
can I sleep in my bra and underwear? Because, like, I don't want to sleep in my clothes. I was like, that makes sense. It's a bed.
Why did you specify brown underwear?
Bra and underwear.
I totally heard brown underwear 100%.
Bra and underwear, not brown underwear.
But the thing is, I heard brown underwear and I was like, okay, brown underwear. Got it.
No,
noted.
Bra
moving
and
on.
Underwear.
Okay.
And then she was like, hey, do you think it's cool if I sleep naked? And I was like, what? She's like, I like to sleep naked. And then she was like, I'm also bisexual.
Oh, there it
and
is.
And I was like,
yeah. Yeah. It seemed like there was a progression there. You know what I mean?
I didn't see it coming.
No?
I didn't either. I was naive in like 24, 25.
I was picking up context clues.
I was on that journey.
And it was like, and she was like, I don't know what I can say on this show, but she basically was like, yeah, I eat puss. I was like, okay. I was like, no hatred. I was like,
sorry, Ben, can we get a ruling on I eat puss? Okay, that was Ben's totally arbitrary call.
Great. No shade on that.
Of course not.
No, I identify as a bisexual. It's fine. It was just like, oh, I wasn't, no.
Yeah, how
you
many?
You didn't think that's what was happening.
No, and it's not what I wanted to happen. And she also had like other people in her life where she... Oh man, I forgot about that. Where she'd get like, she was like seeing other people and like hack the guy's computer to find out if he was cheating on her. And this didn't happen like once, it happened like two or three times in our friendship.
Hacking multiple people
to see if they were cheating on her.
Wow.
And like, that was like, I was like, let me be clear. This is no kind of thing I want to be involved in.
Right.
Ever. At all. So it was more like, you're a great fun friend, not with a 10-foot pole.
Get out of my bed.
But, and then like the naked thing, I was like, okay, now we're going to have to address boundaries.
And did the bed sleeping end, or was it just rolled back to bra and underwear, or did that get a full pajama rollback?
To bra and underwear rolled with back. Me suggesting borrow a t-shirt.
Right.
Hey, here's a t-shirt.
Well managed.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, like, oh, sure, you could be totally naked. Here's my pajama dress thing.
Right. Would you get those t-shirts back?
Yeah, she'd take them off the next day.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you don't, I mean, that's just, you're willing to lose that t-shirt, I think.
I wasn't stressed about it. Yeah. I'm not t-shirt strapped.
Yeah.
Not Keisha, at this moment.
I feel so out of my depth with this email because it feels like there are genuine risks involved.
Oh, I mean, it could go deeper.
This is the opposite of where I'm going.
She came to my wedding.
What do you mean she came to? She was invited to?
Yeah, I invited her to my wedding.
Okay.
And then after Andrew and I got married, and she like helped move like things back to our apartment because we got gifts and whatnot. And then like she just like 3 years ago, she just didn't leave.
No, stop it.
Our apartment once we dropped things off.
Stop it.
All right. So was that the last time you've
That's
seen
the
her?
Last time I saw her.
We have to write this email. We're in so deep and we haven't started this email. I think I have a take though. I have an inroads. Unless, Keisha, do you have a specific subject for this email or are you okay following our lead?
Tell me what to do.
I think it should be a thank you for her helping you. Drop off your gifts on your wedding night. I think that's the beginning of this email.
Okay.
Right. This is you're going right into it. And this is very funny to me. We spitball our introductions.
I am a writer.
Yes, that's true.
You tell me to write and I go into monkey do mode.
What's incredible is I vaguely suggested what it would be and you immediately took it like you had just gotten an assignment.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I've seen you at work now.
Yeah. It's like, I gotta go write. There's a deadline.
Get my first draft done here. Let's see.
We have a show tonight.
This is a professional, so I'm not gonna correct it. So, Matt, what we've got so far is thank you, X, for helping.
Okay.
Do you want to take it from there, Matt?
Well, we got to the subject line, because I think that kind of sets the whole tone for the whole thing, for me. If I don't know the subject line, I don't know where we're coming from. You know what I mean?
Right. So.
The subject line should be... So no contact at all for 3 years?
None.
None.
I haven't even seen her Facebook posts, I might be silent. I mean, we're still Facebook friends.
Right.
So I haven't.
Oh, right. This is a person we will be contacting on Facebook because you did not have their email address.
The subject line I would.
Not on. I don't. Yeah, I don't.
A subject
That's
line
crazy.
I use when I really can't think of what else to do is yo with like a bunch of O's. Y-O-O-O-O-O.
Which is you. You.
No, that's if a U is at the end.
No, that's you.
No, that's yo.
No, that's you. If there was a B at the beginning of that, how would you pronounce that?
Boo.
You.
Wow. Okay. You really ruined a lot of emails.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say something before, and I'm still fired up about it.
I may have said it. I have no idea.
Too bad we'll never know.
Brown bra.
Brown bra. Brown bra. Brown bra. Okay, great. Thank you, X, for helping.
You guys are both looking at me like,
Matt, solve
really,
this.
Yeah. Really well, want me to fix this.
Matt, really, we're throwing you the ball, and you are
dropping it. Stop giving boys balls, Nicole.
Well, you're right. That's true. We shouldn't assume
the thing that I'm thrown off by is just the thank you at the beginning of this email. There's no hey. There's no.
I know, and I love that.
Okay. So all we want to do is say thank you for helping on that day, and we're not going to address anything else.
Yes, great.
Else.
Thank you for helping on that day.
On that day or my wedding day?
On that day, comma, my wedding day.
This is already just the weirdest email.
It's not. I know, it's not so the strange. Weirdest email yet. Thank you, X, for helping on that day, my wedding day. To clarify, I love a to clarify. I mean helping deliver the gifts.
On that day.
To my nuptial home.
It sounds like a legal document of some kind.
Yes. Here's what also is very funny to me.
On that day.
Yes. To my nuptial home.
Well, it wasn't technically my nuptial home, not to get technical. It was
really?
A home I bought as a strong black woman before a queen. And Andrew moved into.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a nuptial home. It's my home.
Does it become a nuptial home, though, after you get married?
No.
Wow. Really?
No.
Okay, great.
I consider the home we're in now my nuptial home.
Okay.
Because we bought it together.
I see.
That's it.
I mean, helping to deliver the gifts on that day.
On that day.
To my, and then now in all capital letters, my home that I allowed my husband to live in. I encouraged my husband to live in. Allowed?
I like allow. Andrew Great. Needs to know his place. Allowed my husband to live in. Oh, we're ending on a preposition. I don't care.
That's I think okay. Here's the thing about ending on a preposition. I think it's okay now.
Oh, it is okay now. I also,
I feel like you are a descriptivist, not a prescriptivist when it comes
I
to language.
I am a descriptivist. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Very much. So, like, there are certain things where I'm like, well, there are times where the structure really matters to me just
yes.
because of the rhythm of a joke or the rhythm of a piece. However, there's also times where it's like tone and feeling.
Yes.
I'd rather, like, I think tone and feeling are just as important.
Yes. And can I say, I also, whenever I decide, screw it, I'm just going to end a sentence in a preposition, I feel really, like I'm, like bad in a good way.
I think I'm living the words of now,
yes.
not the words of my grandfather.
Nothing makes
yes.
me feel more alive.
Yes.
This email feels like it needs a but or a however now, don't you think? Or
something, oh yes.
some
however,
change of tone.
However,
can I give it its own line?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Oh, wow.
However. Oh, absolutely.
All capitals, however.
Yeah.
However, you need to know when to leave.
I mean, that feels like the end right there.
Wow.
I guess I'll get defriended from her.
Oh, no, that'll be a defriending. Oh, hate this.
That's not the goal here.
No, I. She's a great human being.
Okay. I think you're a great next line. And I think you're a great human being.
Just clarifying.
Can I say love you blank?
Yes.
Can I say something else sincere?
Yes.
Love you blank. Can we hang out?
This is insane. Keisha, you are the rogue element in this chat, this email roulette.
I'm unpredictable, baby. I mean, she's a lot of fun.
This is so crazy.
She's like cocaine. a lot of fun.
No.
I say that as somebody who doesn't do cocaine. So
yeah, okay, great.
Yeah, I was like, I'm describing something I have minimal experience about, but everyone tells me it's like so much fun.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody would describe cocaine as consequence-free fun, which is how you're using that.
Oh, I'm not saying she doesn't have consequences. That's what this email is about.
Okay, great.
This email is completely insane, by the way. There are like five different tones and five different lines, and it's nuts. I'm trying to reread it. It's bananas. This is like crazy. This email.
She's like, Keisha, I got my life together. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, oh, wait, all right. Can we hang out at the end? Okay, let's set that aside.
Yeah, set that one aside.
Because I need a break.
All right.
We'll find out later if you have to send that.
All right. We're going to move on to a segment called Let's Put Labels on It.
Let's Put Labels on It.
We want to check out what your labeling system is in your email. I imagine you use labels. I imagine you are one of those people who uses and has abandoned labels.
I actually don't really.
Oh.
But
really?
I will...
Well, but I'm seeing some here.
Yeah. Very few.
Oh, these all look like very efficient. Okay. So how do you use your labels?
The only things that get labels are things that stress me out.
Okay.
Or like big things that I'm like too much. I don't have the bandwidth to deal with it separately.
Right.
So should I describe them?
Yes.
My apartment in Harlem, I've renovated two apartments in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And renovations are hard.
Can I say, it is funny. So you have only owned those two apartments. Is this true?
Yes.
Why not just say apartment renovations? Why did you specify apartment in Harlem renovations as if you'd ever be confused?
Oh, well, I guess I plan to renovate other places.
Wow. Yeah. I love it. That's a queen.
Yeah. In my queen dreams, I do hope one day to have a second home.
You hope one day to be stressed out by a second home?
A second home and renovation. Hell yeah.
I love this so much.
HGTV is my porn all day long.
Oh, I can talk. I just started getting into HGTV.
And here's the thing. When you renovate apartments, you have to look for inspirations and like learning about tile hardness, PEI scores, I think.
Mm. Now you're talking. I think those shows, I don't know what they do right, but like there's something about them that it is amazing how it's really hard to turn the channel like once you start.
A lot of rules of three. Like they show people three options.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's just enough options that you're curious, and they always present just enough drama, but not so much drama they're having a bad time. They know how to counterbalance home buying or home shopping with drama.
Wait, can we go into that folder?
Yes.
Are there any fun things in here? Oh, no, it's not.
Appliances.
Also, wait, I'm looking at this folder. There's one thing about appliances, and there's another thing that's about a comedy project.
I don't know how that got in here.
Yeah,
okay, so there's
supposed to be in there.
So this folder is underused and misfiled.
Yeah,
I thought this was going to be a treasure trove.
But you could see when it was started.
Yes, 2014. Oh, I thought it was going to be a treasure trove of rent. I thought this was going to be the HGTV of folders.
No, do you know why?
Why?
Because I ended up going to Google Drive.
Sure.
To organize information, because it is a better way to organize a renovation.
I love spreadsheets on Google Drive.
Hell yeah. Give me sheets, baby.
Oh, forever.
All day long.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
And then we have diversity.
Yes, sure.
As you know, I was the diversity coordinator at a theater for a while. And it's in there.
Oh.
Nothing.
It's empty.
Empty.
Do you clean it? Is this because you do like an email purge, or are you just creating these folders and the act of creating the folder?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember why I created
it. Well, now we got to go through all of these and see if there's anything in any of these.
Oh.
Okay. This one's got like six emails.
It's for work. And oh, this one's for work and a project where I was field producing back in the day. Mm-hmm. And the person I hated, so I didn't like seeing his emails when they came in.
You had to get them out of there.
So I sent them to a folder. And I earnestly, I'm looking at this going, oh, I deleted a lot of these emails. I deleted a lot of them. Oh,
interesting.
And then I don't know what this personal thing is. Oh, Kickstarter. All right. I just didn't want to look at Kickstarter. And then, oh.
Wait, no, go back to that last one. Oh, no. Oh, never mind. That's not it.
Slap fight.
Is that it? No, I thought I saw a bunch of Craigslist notifications about apartments.
No.
Why did I have a very brief flash of something? There were not just Craigslist things on the screen.
No, there weren't, Nicole.
Are we kidding me?
Brown bra.
Stop it. Go back to sent messages. I'm telling you it's filled with Craigslist things. Yeah, look, there's some Craigslist stuff on there.
Oh, okay. Some
one
of it.
One or two.
See? Okay, yeah, there's two. I thought, here's what I'm scavenging for, is I spent a lot of my time sending myself links to apartments, and I thought perhaps you were the same. Or real estate stuff.
That you...
Like the fantasy.
Oh, that you want?
Yeah.
Oh,
you just...
I look at the links.
Yeah. Oh, but then I'll like, you got to save them for just later in case they're still out there.
No.
I'm happy. I'm fine.
No, I don't save them unless I go look for them. I'm a take action kind of girl.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not.
It's okay.
Thanks.
You could be.
Thanks. What's in travel?
Let's see. This one, I think, came preloaded on mine for some reason.
Oh, that's nice of Gmail, I think.
Here you
Wants
go.
Wants you to take
travel.
A break.
I don't listen to it. And then Slap Fight is... a sketch team I was on at the People's Improv Theater.
Oh, yes.
And it was filled with so many talented people who, most of which end up hating each other.
Oh, but yeah. There's nothing in there.
Yeah. Quite. But I have a lot of emails from them. Don't you worry.
Okay. Keisha, Matt, and I are going to do a chat reenactment. So you've pulled up a chat for us to read. Do you want to provide a little bit of context about it?
This is a friend who is doing some cool things, and she is bi-coastal, mm-hmm. and she also works as a writer, and I love her a whole lot, and I miss her.
Great. Excellent.
I'm going to pitch more. I'm just not proud of my pitches today.
Don't worry. You'll run that shit soon enough.
I made teriyaki glazed salmon and broccolini for dinner, and it was so yummy.
Try not to text you too early, but I got to see pics of that shit. Watched a white cop almost bust his ass tripping on a curb. I wanted to laugh, but I'm too dark for that.
I'm screaming.
I know my truth. I also didn't read all the way to the bottom, so I was, I was as surprised as everyone else.
For I'm too dark for
yes,
that?
Yes, and I felt, I realized this is... absurd. I felt wrong reading it. I thought I'm taking away parts from.
It's why I wanted you to read
Thank
it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Because I was like, oh, if you're gonna ask, I want to see Nicole read that. But it was true. I watched a white cop fumbling with his flashlight,
like looking like a Keystone cop.
Absolutely, and like looking really goofy. And he like almost like he was too busy fumbling with his flashlight, tripped on the curb, almost busted his ass. And as he was falling, I thought, I want to laugh, but I can't. I'm too dark. An earnest thought. I was like, and then I was like, ah, police brutality. Am I right?
I like to believe we don't. I'd like to believe we live in a world where if you did laugh, he'd be like, okay, even.
I'm too black.
I know we don't.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's okay.
It also
really.
Sounds like a cartoon. It's really not okay.
It's really not okay.
It also sounds like a cartoon version of a cop.
He kind of was, and it was really hard in that moment to be like, ah, I can't.
Did you keep walking, or did you take it all in and then keep walking? I want you to take
my
it all
pace.
In.
Good. I slowed my pace because I was like, I have to enjoy this, and I texted her very quickly.
Immediately.
It looks like you didn't get a picture of the salmon and broccolini, though.
No, I was pretty upset.
Yeah, that's
that.
Disappointing.
Salmon and broccolini? Yummy.
Okay, Keisha, this next segment is called Dining Out.
Dining Out.
Would you please type seamless into your search?
I also like that I, for whatever reason, when you first go to your email, I'm the first search item that pops up. I'm assuming it's me. It might not be me. It just says Nicole. Keisha, you're not placing a lot of seamless orders.
Oh, are you jealous that I cook?
Do you really not? You what? When you haven't done, we're on the whole first page and there's no seamless. Do you ever order in? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. In all of 2017, you didn't order seamless one time.
Or she, yeah, you didn't. Would you have deleted it?
Or
no.
Did
or,
I?
Or is Andrew who orders? Does Andrew order? Is he the seamless account? Keisha, answer me.
I have other email accounts.
You have a secret seamless
email
account?
It goes to the old one, the original 12-year-old email.
Oh, I'm a girl of many email accounts. I'm complicated.
Do you realize this makes you look like you so, so have your shit together that you are the one New Yorker who's never ordered seamless all year?
I like that you think that, but...
I really do. Where is it? Show me.
The competitor... I guess I haven't really ordered that much.
Well, no, it's just good. It just says delivery.
Yep. Let me.
Oh my gosh. Okay. In March, you ordered. What did you order?
Tacos.
This is so reasonable. It's just such a reasonable request. What are you withholding from us?
I don't know. Am I a spy? Could be. You don't know me.
I know nothing about this makes me think you're a spy. I just think that nope. You cook a lot or you have a secret seamless email address.
I love how curious you are.
I'm so curious.
Because you want to figure it out.
Yes. Because you're so busy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're cooking all the time.
Are you scared I'm a secret homemaker that like, I'm coming out. I cook all my meals. I clean my house. I renovate homes.
I mean, I'm not scared of it.
No, you should be scared.
Really?
No, not really.
Here's what's happening right now. Here's what's going on inside of me. I'm like reserved because I don't, obviously I already respect and admire you. I don't know how much it's about to grow. And so like, I don't want to take this leap yet. If you're hiding a secret seamless account for me and you're ordering as much as the rest of us dirtbags.
I probably order as much as you dirtbags. I don't know.
You won't let us see it.
I earnestly don't know what account it goes to anymore.
I'm not mad at you. Go to seamless.
Okay. Nicole, you're gripping the table really
Nicole's
tight.
Nicole's got a very intense look on her face.
Yeah, here I am. See? I ordered stuff.
Yes, these are, but I can't tell the dates on these.
September 27th.
Oh, look at this.
23rd.
Look
21st.
At this. Look at this. I feel so much better. I can't even tell you.
14th, but I do go. There's some decent spans in there where I don't necessarily.
Wait, I want to know. So most of these, I'm looking at the price points because that's how we find the most exciting orders. And most of these are in like the couple range of like if you're a couple ordering and this is how much you're going to get. But I want to go back to the first page. What is this? The Hawaiian and Japanese barbecue. Because we're looking at like a $65 order for 5 items.
Oh, wow.
What's happening?
It's because we got sushi and...
Yeah, it adds up.
That sushi will ring up quickly.
Yeah. And I'm a sushi baller. Sushi.
Whoa, what's this? Sorry.
Oh, we had people over.
Oh, okay. That's not as wild.
I was like, oh, we had a few people over and like watched some event on TV or watched something on television.
Some event on June 17th.
Yeah.
What event would that be? What's in June?
I don't know. It was with one or two of Andrew's old friends.
What are they like?
Earnestly, like everything. They're really cool.
That's nice.
They're really cool.
Yeah. We're available too.
Yeah, but.
It might. Oh, I was looking to see if it's the NBA Finals, but no.
Is the NBA Finals in June?
Yeah, but it was over.
What's that one? That one's for $130.
Oh, I was ordering for all of my dad's. Oh, I was ordering for. Oh, this. Do you want to be sad, Nicole?
No.
Well,
a little.
So
I'm sorry I said no.
In April, I my intestines twisted, they exploded, and I went septic and almost died. I was in the hospital for almost a full month. And my Herald team, by the book, when I was just out of the hospital but too weak to do anything, came to my parents' house where I was staying, because at that time my house was being renovated, so I had nowhere to live, and I was literally in stitches and so sick. And we ordered food, and they watched a new Showtime show. And so that big order is them hanging
That's
out with
so
me.
That's so sweet.
Even though halfway through I got so sick and couldn't even be there for them.
That's so sweet. And you foot the bill?
Oh, everyone Venmo'd me.
Good, good, good. Thank you for clarifying. Thank you for clarifying.
Everyone Venmo'd me. It's fine.
Because that's what I'm thinking for this whole story. I'm like, this is so sweet. This is so sweet. I hope she got paid back.
Oh, I got Venmo'd.
Good. Can I see those receipts?
No. No. I'm not digging that deep.
Oh.
Was that too sentimental?
No. It was wonderful. Good. It was so sweet.
Yeah.
That's very nice of them.
And it was great because I looked at that date and I was like, oh, yeah, that happened this year.
Yeah.
It's been a
that's
year.
It's been a huge year. I can't believe that's been your year.
Oh, yeah. And before that, both my husband and I, our dads were in the hospital.
That's your 2017.
And I got a writing job before that.
Yes.
And this job.
So dad's in the hospital, you in the hospital, renovating a brand new apartment while that was happening.
Oh, so I kicked off the new year with a brand new writing job. My dad went to the hospital. A month later, my husband's dad went to the hospital. Writing job ends. We go to a wedding on April Fool's. We go to my sister's bridal shower April 3rd. April 4th, I'm struck ill. I'm in the hospital for weeks. And then I like try to heal for a little bit, and then I have a packet and I get the job.
I love it.
And that's all of 2017 thus far. Also a bunch of bad shit in the world, but I'm not responsible for that.
No, that's not yours to carry.
No, just write about.
Yeah.
Search alert.
So Keisha, Matt has a search term for you.
Why don't you try typing in, I'm freaking out.
Okay.
Okay, and let's pull up this, well, appropriately titled, the subject line is just, ah.
That's ah, isn't it?
God damn it.
You.
Wait, hold on. What's the difference? What is the difference? What's the stuff that I hate everybody? What's the difference?
Yeah.
It's the shape of the vowel.
Yeah, no, okay. But which one is...
You said like, eh.
I hate both of you. Here's the worst part of this podcast is Keisha's my friend. And I brought her on this podcast. And now you're both friends. And I don't like it.
Well, deal with
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was possessive.
It's okay. I like it when people fight over me.
Okay, great.
Queen.
Okay, so this email titled whatever... I still don't understand that. Don't ever do that impression of me again. Please don't ever do that. Stop it. Stop this right now. Stop this right now. Ben, cut this. Yeah, Ben's lying. He says no. Okay, so this is to a name that I recognize as a professional business contact.
Yes, who's also a friend.
Okay, but at this time is... Well, okay, let's read this email.
It has a mixture of both.
Yes, it truly has a mixture of both.
Like when I said I do two things, I do two things.
Yes.
So I'll read it.
Yes, please.
Two blank. Hope you survived your parents. Two things. One, I need design help. I know you don't get back for a bit, but when you do, let me know if you're down to shop with me and leave the city sometimes. I'm also stuck out as to how to go with the bathroom. I want the wood tile look, and I think the walls tiled halfway. I'm freaking out. My style is eclectic, and NYC tastes are so unique. Okay, enough crazy. Two, I spoke to blank about the audition for blank. And apparently they're being hard to track down for payment. Since Andrew and I got two auditions, they owe him about $400. I know you don't grab a ton of that $40, but I just wanted to let you know, if your boss isn't bothering, Andrew might never get paid.
Thank God you did that first blank.
I know. Can we cut that second blank?
Bleep that second blank? Great.
Bleep the blank.
So I think it's pretty clear from this $40. People are doing the math. That's 10%. You're probably talking to a manager.
Or an agent.
Or an agent, sure.
Or just a friend I give
or
a lawyer. Tithing.
Yes, or a friend you tithe.
You don't tithe your friends?
You're right. Oh. Always. You're right. Always. I shouldn't assume.
Listen, hashtag blessed.
Yes. And I like that. So clearly this is a professional contact.
Who's also a friend. So to be honest, my last correspondence with this person, we were exchanging house porn.
Okay, but house porn.
Like, you want? I'll show you the house porn.
I mean, this is what I was looking for before with the Craigslist stuff.
Oh, like this good house porn.
Yeah, give me house porn.
This is the house porn.
Oh, where is this?
This is Sleepy Hollow, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so you saw my house porn.
Yes. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, yeah. It's real good house porn.
See, this is what I was looking for before.
Oh, yeah. My house porn. It's because I take breaks.
Yes.
I can't look at that porn all day long.
Would you, this is useless speculating, if you bought a house, would it be in the like Hudson Valley area, or would you want it further away from your apartment in Harlem?
Depends on how I'm doing.
Right. I guess that's fair.
And how Andrew's doing.
Right.
Economics.
Valid. Is that, does this house come with a pool, or is that just like in the complex?
I think it is in the complex.
Okay.
I believe it's in the complex.
Okay. That's a very reasonable price. I don't know how much anything costs.
That's reasonable enough. It's also pretty big for like New York.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. This is why I renovate, so I can flip houses.
Yes. Very valid. Very valid.
So I was talking to this person today about how to flip houses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You'd want to flip. You like the work of a renovation.
I like the money that comes along with the work.
Like the long-term investment.
Yes. And it's something so completely different from everything else I do.
Right. Would you? It
feels great.
Would you ever flip just to sell? Like, would you become a flipper as opposed to like a person who flips to own to eventually sell?
If I wasn't working on anything, sure.
Right. It's big for a hobby.
Yeah. Like if I didn't like moving it from hobby to career, I was like, ugh.
Oh, no.
If I had time for my hobby, hell yeah.
That's what it feels like. That's mm-hmm. right up your alley.
Oh, yeah. I would absolutely do that, which means like my big hobby is like, I want to make more money.
Right. All right, Keisha, it's time for things to come home to whatever. I don't know. I lost the metaphor I was going for.
You could have just finished it with roost, right?
Yeah, I guess so. There? That would have got me somewhere.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember what roosts.
Things.
Eggs.
Things do.
Things roost. It's time for things to come home to roost. How's that lead in? Yeah. Ben, you're staring at me dead-eyed. It's time for part two of Email Roulette. Keisha, I'm confident that you will get this.
We are going to read a trivia question, but we'd like to typically...
Did we explain that when we set it up?
I think so.
I don't know that we did.
Well, we are going to have Keisha answer a trivia question, and if she doesn't get it right, she has to send the email.
Yeah, but did we say that when we introduced the email?
We do sometimes. I don't know if we did this time.
Okay. Do you think but it's
now,
okay?
Now everyone knows.
Okay. Are you mad at me?
No, not at all.
Is anyone mad at me? I feel like people are mad at me.
No.
Take a deep breath.
I can't.
Are you mad at yourself?
Always.
But we like to reread the email, right? Just to reset.
Oh, yeah.
Don't Matt, you think?
You're right. No, you're very right.
Okay, so the email you have had me write to this person is you or yo.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with
covering
you.
Covering both. Okay.
Thank you, blank, for helping out on that day, my wedding day. To clarify, I mean helping deliver the gifts on that day to my home that I allowed my husband.
Nope, sorry, you missed something. The gifts on that day
to my.
No, no, that's deliberate. My home.
That day to my home. Oh, thank you for emphasis.
Exactly.
To my home that I allowed my husband to live in. However, you need to know when to leave. I think you're a great human being. Just clarifying. Love you. Blank. Let's hang out soon.
Okay. This email stresses me out.
Nuts.
This email stresses me out.
It's a wild ride, that email.
I hope it gives you some insight to this friendship.
I feel like it does perfectly.
Just so you know, this person, after like coming to my wedding, put me in a bunch of wedding blogs.
Put you in a bunch of wedding blogs?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Because that's that
what they do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like that's right up your alley. Can I say something crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if, just going back to this house flipping thing, I also feel like if you had infinite amounts of time and you weren't working as hard as you are, I could also see you being somebody who had a fucking impeccable lifestyle blog.
No, because I wouldn't want to share the secret.
Really?
There you go.
Really?
Are
you offended that I suggested that? I
no.
guess what I mean is I want
you
to
want
be following
secrets.
Your lifestyle blog. Yes.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't do it. I was like, I'll do it as a video, but like actually writing it down. Oh, I would love to do videos about lifestyle vlogs. Like,
do you watch those?
Occasionally. I love doing deep dives on Pinterest boards instead. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that someone's not telling me what to do. I don't like it when it feels like people tell me what to do. I like to be inspired by the world.
Can I tell you my favorite thing actually in the entire world?
Yes.
Is get unready with me videos.
What's that?
Or like evening routine videos.
Oh,
They are beautiful women.
Yes.
Taking off their makeup, putting on pajamas, lighting candles, and it's just YouTube video. It's like comfy porn. And I fucking love it.
Interesting.
It's my favorite thing.
I mean, I get it.
I love it so much. It's what I use my television for.
Oh, I'm trying to think. I use my television for various YouTube videos, but it's so interesting. I think a lot of, I'll watch home improvement stuff. Oh no, I know what I watch on YouTube. Tiny homes.
Really?
It's sick. I love them. Yeah. I love micro living.
Yeah, and like the tiny apartments you see in New York. That, that too.
Oh, yeah. I don't. It stresses me out.
Oh, I love it. I love getting rid of things.
Oh, I can see that because I've only been in your home. I've been in Keisha's home. We're friends, but only when you were new to the home. So I don't actually know how minimalist.
I am not as minimalist as my dreams, but Andrew is much more, and it is. Every time I get rid of things, I feel great. I love getting rid of things.
That's great.
But like having enough to like function through my life. But there is something that I was like, oh, why am I holding on to this? There's no reason. Bye.
Oh, that's great.
I love sending things away.
Well, speaking of which, should we send away this email or find out if we send it away?
That was a beautiful transition.
You going to read this trivia question?
No, you read it.
Okay. So, as you know, Keisha, you have to try to answer this correctly. We're on your side. We're going to try to help you. We don't know the answer, okay? So we're going to try to get it with you, all right? The question is, what was the subject line for the email from Kremlin-connected lawyer Rob Goldstone to Donald Trump Jr. that critics of the president's campaign say is clear and definitive evidence of collusion with Russia during the 2016 election? That was a mouthful.
Yes.
I'm already thrown off.
Oh.
A, Russia, Trump, lock her up. B, Russia, Clinton, private and confidential. C, Russia, Hillary, secure message. D, Russia, Dem dirt, secret, in all caps. Whoa.
Do you feel like do you feel pulled towards any answer? Do you just know the answer?
Not the last one.
You know it's not the last one.
We're limiting Russia, Dem dirt, secret. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. Oh, I feel like I feel guilty for not knowing.
I do too, because this feels like one of the ones that it's like, oh, potentially I could have known this, but I also don't know.
I also, when it comes to things like that, my brain can only handle so much detail.
Yes, I think detail is like an important specification.
Details only matter to me if I'm hyper-focused on anything, then I have to, like, I very much block it out.
I also, I feel like there's a point at which, like, we're all trying to internalize so much information of, like, legality and how things work and what the rules of the world are right now.
Oh, and waking up.
Yes.
That waking up is hard, too.
That, like, yeah, and also waking up. That, like, details, like, what was the subject of that? It's okay if those fade away. Except it's not this time, because you need to answer it.
Trump lock her up feels on the nose.
In a good way?
I don't.
On the nose?
This is hard.
No, that's the idea. Ben is very good at his job.
Now look, I'm going to say this. Just looking at these answers, right? You've got the extreme one that you eliminated with the all caps secret. Lock her up is the second most extreme one. And then you have two in the middle that are private and confidential and secure message. Those are kind of both living in the same neighborhood, B and C. You know what I'm saying?
So does that make you think one is definitely a decoy for the right answer, which means one of those two is right?
That, in a logical world, that is what I would think. But knowing Ben, he's very diabolical when it comes to these trivia questions, and he could be pulling any kind of hijinks here.
Yes.
I'm going to go for A then. I'm gonna go for A.
Okay.
Keisha, the good news is, you get two more chances.
Yeah, you truly have to go 0 for 3 here to have to send this.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. So, oh, boy. Clinton, private and confidential.
Yay! That's as good as totally right.
Can I save this in my drafts folder just in case I think about this friend in the middle of the night?
Please.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. I so strongly encourage you to never send this, but you can do whatever you want.
Are you sure?
Yes, cannot say enough.
Please tell us.
Keisha, if our listeners are adoring you as much as we are.
Oh, thank you.
How can they hear more of you?
Well, you can go to iTunes or Spotify and listen to my podcast, Applying It Liberally. It's a weekly topical podcast I host with my husband, who's white. He's a very interesting Long Island man that I chose to marry intentionally. And we talk about the news and all the happenings in the world and do some comedy bits and stuff and try not to get too angry at the world.
I love the double whammy of chose and intentionally. Mm-hmm. I chose to marry intentionally.
It's also like that I allowed to live in my house.
It's a recurring theme.
Queen.